The promise and the problem behind autonomous AI. The excitement around autonomous AI agents has grown faster than most security frameworks can keep up. Tools that once simply answered questions are now capable of acting, executing, and deciding on behalf of users. Among them, OpenClaw has emerged as one of the most talked about experiments in agentic computing. But popularity does not automatically translate into safety. The conversation today is no longer about whether AI agents are useful. It is about whether organizations truly understand the OpenClaw security posture before deploying it inside their operational ecosystem. The uncomfortable truth is simple: powerful agents create equally powerful attack surfaces. The rapid rise of autonomous agents and hidden risk layers. Autonomous AI agents are fundamentally different from traditional software. Traditional applications follow predictable input-output logic. Agentic systems, however, can read external data sources, execute commands, modify local files, interact with messaging platforms, make contextual decisions based on prompts. This shift introduces what researchers call the risk of exposed AI agents, a condition where AI systems become attack vectors rather than productivity tools. The popularity of OpenClaw is a classic example of this phenomenon. With hundreds of thousands of developers experimenting with it on personal machines and servers, the ecosystem is growing faster than its governance model. That speed is exciting. But speed without control creates what security teams fear most: distributed vulnerability surfaces. Understanding OpenClaw security risks in the real world. When evaluating OpenClaw security risks, it is important to move beyond marketing narratives and examine operational exposure. OpenClaw is designed as a local-first autonomous assistant. That design philosophy provides privacy advantages, but it also creates a paradox. Local autonomy means local compromise equals full compromise. If an attacker gains control over the runtime environment, the agent becomes a tool under adversarial command. The greatest danger is not a single vulnerability but the convergence of multiple risk vectors. These include credential leakage through context memory files, marketplace distributed skill attacks, network exposure through deployment misconfiguration, prompt injection manipulation, execution privilege escalation. The threat model is therefore closer to infrastructure security than application security. The critical one-click RCE incident, why it matters. Security researchers disclosed a high-severity remote code execution vulnerability affecting early builds. The flaw existed in the gateway control interface, where a parameter allowed malicious WebSocket redirection. In practical terms, the attack required only a user to click a crafted link. Once triggered, authentication tokens could be transmitted to attacker-controlled endpoints, allowing shell-level command execution. This type of vulnerability is particularly dangerous because it combines social engineering with software exploitation. Even if patches are applied, legacy deployments remain a persistent concern. For organizations monitoring OpenClaw audit outcomes, version hygiene is non-negotiable. The Docker deployment trap, OpenClaw Docker misconfiguration. One of the most overlooked vectors in production environments is the deployment path. The official OpenClaw Docker setup script has been observed defaulting gateway listeners to bind to all interfaces. This means the runtime may listen on public network interfaces. Authentication layers may be bypassed through proxy misconfiguration. LAN-focused tutorials may unintentionally encourage exposure. Nearly 80% of exposed instances identified in independent scans were running outdated builds or insecure deployment defaults. This is a textbook example of how usability optimization can sometimes undermine OpenClaw security. Best practice recommendation: bind gateways to localhost unless absolutely required. Deploy behind hardened reverse proxies. Maintain strict trusted proxy lists. Monitor network exposure continuously. The marketplace supply chain problem, ClawHub and Plugin Trust. The skill marketplace model is simultaneously the greatest strength and the biggest weakness. Open ecosystems accelerate innovation. But unvetted ecosystems create what security researchers call software supply chain infection paths. Audits of community skill repositories revealed alarming statistics. Hundreds of malicious or dangerously implemented skills were discovered among thousands of available extensions. Some malicious skills attempted credential harvesting, reverse shell communication, social engineering prompts, cryptocurrency transaction manipulation, information exfiltration techniques. This is a classic manifestation of the OpenClaw security risks associated with third-party agent capability expansion. The core problem is simple. Installing a skill is functionally similar to running external code with agent-level authority. In OpenClaw enterprise contexts, this should trigger immediate governance alarms. The identity security nightmare, autonomous agents and permission delegation. Modern cybersecurity frameworks were built for humans. AI agents are not humans. This distinction is critical. The biggest structural threat is what researchers describe as delegated authority expansion. Once an agent receives access tokens, messaging credentials, or file system privileges, it operates with inherited identity permissions. This creates a dangerous illusion. Administrators assume user-level permission equals safe execution. Attackers understand that agentic execution ignores human intent boundaries. Prompt injection attacks further complicate this landscape. If external content is fed into agent processing pipelines, adversaries may attempt to manipulate internal decision logic. The result is a new class of identity-centric attack surface. Exposed instance epidemic, the shadow deployment problem. Independent scanning research has identified tens of thousands of internet-accessible OpenClaw runtimes. The primary causes were default LAN mode tutorials, weak or absent gateway authentication, outdated builds, proxy misconfigurations, developer experimentation environments left online. The phenomenon is sometimes called shadow AI deployment. Employees install agents locally and connect them to corporate communication tools without IT visibility. From a security operations perspective, this is functionally equivalent to introducing unmanaged endpoints inside the organization. Why OpenClaw audit should be a regular practice? The command OpenClaw security audit is not just a diagnostic tool. It is a behavioral control mechanism. Organizations should run audit checks periodically, especially after configuration changes. Recommended audit execution modes. Standard audit detects common misconfigurations. Deep audit performs broader policy evaluation. Fix mode attempts automated remediation where safe. The audit focuses on gateway authentication surfaces, file system permissions, runtime execution policy, and plugin integrity. Many organizations discover that running OpenClaw securely is only the beginning. The real complexity starts when autonomous agents must operate reliably inside production systems, integrate with existing infrastructure, and deliver measurable business value. This is where structured AI engineering support, such as the work delivered by Globusoft AI, becomes strategically relevant. OpenClaw and Globusoft AI, building secure, adaptive AI systems for production. For many organizations, getting OpenClaw running is only step one. The real challenge begins when autonomous agents must operate reliably inside production environments, securely integrated, performance tested, and aligned with business objectives. While OpenClaw provides the open-source agentic automation engine, Globusoft helps organizations transform that engine into a structured, scalable AI system built for real-world deployment. Key capabilities that strengthen OpenClaw deployments. AI agent development. Design and deploy intelligent AI agents tailored to business workflows. These agents streamline customer support, internal operations, and repetitive tasks while maintaining controlled execution boundaries. LLM and knowledge base powered systems. Build context-aware AI assistants that combine large language models with your internal documentation and structured data sources. This reduces hallucinations and ensures responses remain business-specific rather than generic. LLM testing and fine-tuning. Implement structured evaluation pipelines to validate model behavior, measure performance, and optimize accuracy before agents interact with live users or sensitive systems. AI/ML pipeline replication. Standardize and replicate successful AI workflows across departments, preventing configuration drift and ensuring consistent governance across environments. AI/ML consulting and architecture strategy. Define secure architecture patterns, optimize cost-performance balance, and design long-term AI adoption roadmaps aligned with enterprise risk policies. Secure integration with enterprise systems. Integrate OpenClaw agents with CRMs, internal databases, communication platforms, and operational tools while preserving least privilege access controls and audit visibility. In simple terms, OpenClaw delivers autonomous capability. Globusoft helps turn that capability into a secure, scalable, production-ready AI system. Because building an agent is technical, running it safely inside a business is strategic. If you are experimenting with OpenClaw today, the real question is not can it run? It is can it run reliably, securely, and at scale? That is where structured AI architecture makes the difference. Ready to move from proof of concept to production-grade AI? Partner with experts like Globusoft AI today, who understand both agentic autonomy and enterprise security and build it right the first time. OpenClaw Docker, sandbox design, and execution safety. If you are deploying through containerized environments, remember that sandbox configuration must be active. A dangerous pattern occurs when sandbox configuration exists, but sandbox runtime enforcement is disabled. This mismatch creates what security teams call runtime expectation drift. Pay special attention to exec tool policies, workspace file system boundaries, node pairing authorization, remote execution allow lists. The safest configuration follows least privilege execution. The enterprise verdict, should organizations deploy it? For home experimentation environments, OpenClaw can be an impressive productivity experiment. But enterprise deployment is a different risk category. The primary reasons organizations should hesitate include lack of mature multi-tenant isolation, marketplace supply chain uncertainty, agent-level execution authority, limited governance tooling, rapidly evolving codebase with public production iteration. In its current maturity stage, the technology is better suited for controlled research labs than production business infrastructure. The future of autonomous agent security. Agentic AI is not going away. Instead, security paradigms must evolve alongside it. The next generation of enterprise AI governance will likely include identity-bound execution chains, real-time behavioral anomaly detection, human-in-the-loop approval gating, cryptographically verified action logging, zero-standing privilege delegation models. The industry is moving toward what can be called trust-aware automation rather than unrestricted autonomy. Wrapping it all up, OpenClaw represents both the promise and the risk of agentic intelligence. It is an engineering achievement born from rapid innovation, but its security maturity is still catching up with its popularity. The correct mindset is not fear, and not blind adoption either. Instead, organizations should treat the technology as a powerful experimental tool that requires strict operational boundaries. The future belongs to autonomous agents. But the organizations that will win are not the ones that deploy the fastest, they are the ones that secure first, deploy later, and audit continuously. If your business is evaluating OpenClaw security today, the smartest decision may simply be to wait, observe its hardening progress, and revisit adoption when governance architecture matures. Because in the world of AI agents, capability without control is just another word for risk. Frequently asked questions, FAQs. 1. Is OpenClaw safe for enterprise deployment? OpenClaw can be secure in controlled environments, but it is not enterprise-ready by default. Proper configuration, audit enforcement, network isolation, and plugin governance are essential before considering production deployment. 2. What is the biggest security risk in OpenClaw? The primary risk is not a single vulnerability, it is compounded exposure. Misconfigured Docker deployments, plugin supply chain threats, delegated identity permissions, and prompt injection attacks can collectively expand the attack surface significantly. 3. Why are so many OpenClaw instances exposed online? Most exposed instances result from default LAN mode configurations, weak authentication layers, outdated builds, and developers leaving experimental environments publicly accessible. Shadow AI deployments are becoming a major operational blind spot. 4. How often should organizations run an OpenClaw security audit? Security audits should be performed after every major configuration change and periodically in production environments. Continuous monitoring and version hygiene are critical for maintaining a stable security posture. 5. How can organizations move from experimentation to secure production AI? Moving from proof of concept to production requires more than installation. It involves architectural planning, model validation, governance controls, and secure system integration. Many enterprises work with structured AI engineering teams, including firms like Globazift, to design AI deployments that balance autonomy with operational discipline.